Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are delighted that you are here. Rod is trans-channel, meaning his consciousness is entirely gone, so there's no filters. That's really important. And the being who's most appropriate for you all, today's callers and listeners, will come through. We get no advance notice. It's a wonderful surprise. And it's very interesting how often it parallels exactly what's going on in the world and the best being to address situations and our future. So here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is Red Cloud.
Oh, Red Cloud, thank you so much for being here. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we start?
I do indeed.
What?
I would have each of you look at those things that you have set out to do, and if you still own that, then stay with it. Don't let it slide away from you. Dig down and stay with it. Use all the grit that you have.
Okay. So the implication, that's beautiful, and yes, I'm so in favor of that. The implication is that some people have not yet stepped up to what they came to do, and they may not be consciously aware of what they came to do. And it's time to decide either to go that direction or not, which is a choice. It's a free will planet.
But there are those who know what they've come to do already. And I'm suggesting to them that they dig down and stay with it. Do what they've come to do.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, very, very good, Red Cloud. Thank you so much. Okay, well, we sure have a lot going on in the world, do we not? Woohoo!
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Okay, Cindy, welcome.
Hi.
Hello, dear.
I did not get to hear who I'm directing the questions to.
It's just me, Red Cloud.
Hi, Red Cloud. How are you today?
Fantastic. And yourself?
Terrific. So,
good.
Mary, cut me off if I talk too long, okay? Okay, several questions about the missile in Hawaii. Someone has been posting that both the Clintons were on Maui during the time when the missile was set off. By my understanding, Bill Clinton is no longer on the planet. So was this a previous picture or what?
They have clones and doubles that they use. They're
okay.
Not done using both he and his wife.
Okay. I was not familiar that Bill had a clone, and same with Hillary. I thought maybe they were just using doubles. Okay.
Sometimes it's double, sometimes it's clone.
Okay. Was there actually a missile that was launched?
Well, the Pentagon would like to take credit for having done that missile in. So let's say yes.
Okay. Was it from a submarine in the ocean? Or was it from the atmosphere, a plane, or whatever? Where did the so-called missile be launched from?
It was a submarine, my dear.
Okay.
That's the story. That's the official story.
And what is the true story?
You remember the true story? It's not nearly as exciting.
Okay. You're sort of breaking up, a little bit distorted. So, okay. So the supposedly missile, why was it targeting Hawaii?
Do you want the true story about what happened there?
Yes, please, the true story.
There was an individual who was in a position to push the button, and so did. The good guys discovered this had happened and sent out a reversal of the alert. End of story.
Okay, and why did the person push the button to begin with?
To generate fear.
Was that for the gathering of loosh or food for the beings that feed off of negative energy and fear? Was that one of the reasons?
That was the primary reason.
Ah. So the person that pushed this button, so that's the person that also sent the alert to the cell phones? Or was it than one person?
No, that was the event.
Okay, and what does he believe about his future? Is there a reason he did this?
To create fear.
Okay, so is he part of the ones that...
Fear is food for those of the dark side, as you say.
Okay, and is he one of these people that feed on the fear?
Yes.
Okay. So, a question was to be asked, was there any corresponding notice on the TV for people that didn't, let's say, have cell phones, they were, you know, in their home just watching TV?
No, my dear, there wasn't.
Okay. And did the tsunami sirens go off?
In some places they did.
Okay. And then 2 days later in Japan, they also had the same type of alert go out, and then they removed that alert. Is that the same scenario for the Hawaii?
Yes, my dear, it is.
Okay. Trump is either there now or going to be going to Davos. When he is there in Davos, is he going to be giving an ultimatum to the people there saying, come to the good side or bye-bye if you don't?
Well, it won't be that simple, but yes, he will, unless they encourage them to come to the good side, as you say.
Will there be some beings, let's say like yourself, that will beam into the room while he's talking to those people to say, ta-da, choose the good side? I mean, sort of like a backup reinforcement for him. Will anything like that sort of occur?
No, but they will be talking to him.
Oh, okay. Debbie D. Wasserman, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, She had been with the Democrat Party thing, and she had put out the order to have Seth Rich killed. Will she be killed herself before she can talk and give evidence, or will she survive to get through the rest?
Well,
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your answer.
She will be sacrificed, shall we say.
Oh, okay. And then there's a meeting in Canada this week with 20 countries, including the USA. Is this actually a meeting concerning the financial reset coming? And if not, what is the real reason these 20 countries are meeting in Canada?
Yes, it is about the financial reset.
Will it have an excellent outcome for the good, or is that not determined yet?
It will.
Okay. And then it's being reported that in the VA medical hospitals that the higher-ups are getting bonuses for not taking in patients. I'm wondering if some of these people in these VA hospital positions, are they some of the ones that are in the approximate 10,000 indictments?
Duh.
Okay. Have some of them already been arrested? Or no comment? Hello? I cannot hear you.
Cindy, the answer is yes. Some have already
been
arrested.
There was a dead silence, so I didn't know if I'd been accidentally disconnected. Of the Hillary doubles that are currently alive, when the indictment is opened or unsealed and they go to arrest these people, will they also be a sacrifice and not be arrested?
There will be one who will be sacrificed and will be arrested.
Okay.
A real person.
Mary, I could not catch what you said.
Okay, I was just verifying that that would be a real person, not a clone.
Okay.
A real person, maybe the good double, maybe somebody else, I don't know.
Okay. Then the FISA Section 702 was passed today by the Senate. Is this good that this happened?
What do you think, dear?
Yes. So I'm not 100% sure. Sometimes they pass things that...
I think you will find that it is not so positive.
Okay. It has been said that Operation Mockingbird is no longer operational. Is this true?
Yes.
Goody. Air Force planes were flying around yesterday. Was that for Trump's security? Because they were flying around where he was.
In part.
Okay. And then why did Trump go to Pennsylvania and then come back?
He's a busy man.
Okay. And that's the same with the Pentagon?
Yes.
Okay. And then there's all this cash being stored by the Red Cross. Because of the new law Bush put in, has all that money been taken away from the Red Cross?
Will be.
Okay. And then today, I believe it was today, Newsweek's headquarters was raided by the New York Police Department, and they're saying supposedly it's for IRS reasons. Is this the real reason why this happened?
No.
And are you able to tell us what the real reason is?
Treason.
Ah. And about how many people that work there will be arrested?
I think he will be fined as the top 8.
Okay. And then Amazon is going across the United States and building a lot of secret structures throughout various states. I think Arkansas, New Mexico, between Everett and Seattle, Washington. And it's also being said that there are a lot of FEMA camps in that area. What is Amazon trying to do by building all these secret structures?
Escape justice.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your answer.
He said escape justice, which probably
They're not going to get away with that. Okay.
Of course not.
Over Santos, Brazil, the last week or so, there was a UFO hovering over there, and then all of a sudden it disappears. Was this good guy's UFO?
You bet.
So when a UFO does something like this, Is it sometimes they're looking for bad guys and girls, tracking them down, or is it to show people, hey, we're here, get used to us?
It is for the latter.
Okay. And then on January 12th in Orlando, Florida, a man took pictures of a spacecraft. It was sort of round. And there was a long window, like an observation window in it. And he thought he saw two human-type beings in this craft. Was this good guy's spacecraft?
It was.
Yes. And then on the 16th in Troy, Michigan, they have pictures of a red vertical light coming up from the ground into the sky. And during that same time, something hit the ground and went hit inside this man's house. So these beings, they've seen them for the last few years in the same vicinity. So... And also, Beaver Aerospace and Defense, are they the ones creating these beams? Or was this something else totally different?
They were being given a warning.
Beaver Aerospace was being given a warning?
Yes.
Good. Okay. So are the Palladians helping to locate the bad guys and gals on the earth, under the water, inside the earth? Are they helping locating the bad guys and gals and letting the good guys know where they're physically at?
They have done and are doing.
Okay. And then has Thor's hammer that Cobra is talking about and sort of put out a little video, is that being used at this moment for the galactic war around Earth?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, gee. Sort of wish I could watch this from not, you know, just like in a movie. And then he's a good guy.
You got the best seat in the house already, dear.
Well, I haven't seen any of it where it's happening in my part of the world. None of the stuff is, you know, coming down. But maybe one of these days I'll get surprised and say, oh, looky, looky. Who currently has control over the moon?
The good guys.
Okay. And then I watched a YouTube video, and this one nice young lady, she does quantum healing, and she had some clients come to her, and it was two sisters, and their brother was on Maui with his friend, and they both went hiking. They each took a separate path, but the authorities could never find their brother, and they kept saying, well, he went off in the ocean. And the two sisters said, no, he's still alive. We're getting messages from him. And also his friends are calling us and saying they're getting messages from this man. And what was said is that this brother, a portal opened up, and he was given an option to walk through the portal and help from the earth for what, with everything that's happening once he crossed over to that portal. So does, and that this type of stuff happens around the world. So does this happen very often?
It's a matter of intent.
Okay. So later on, are they able to say, well, I completed what I had planned to do, and can they come back through the portal?
At a different location, but yes.
When you, do you mean back on the earth, but just maybe not in the, let's say, instead of coming back on Maui, he would end up in Arizona? Is that sort of like what you're saying?
Or Kansas, or Paris.
I did not catch what you said.
Or Kansas, or Paris.
Oh! Okay. Well, and then I have a quick question for my friend Velvet. It was discussed last week about her, the man that's come into her life, Eric, and it's both for their highest good, but it's going to take a lot of work. If they both choose to not have a long-term relationship, is there someone else that she would meet up with, a man, and have a loving relationship with?
Yes.
And I, okay, because she wanted me to ask. And about, would that be a couple years down the road, or?
Well, it would be at least 13 days.
In 13 days?
Yes.
And she would meet, because this other person is supposed to be coming to Arizona and meeting and being with her on February 12th, Eric. So it would be somebody totally different.
Yes.
And are you able to tell me, was she meeting through work or a friend, or she just has to find out on her own?
It would take too much of the fun out of it for her to know.
Okay. That's fun. I'm going to tease her with that one.
Good.
Well, thank you. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Namaste.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, Arthur, welcome. You still there?
Thank you.
Hello, Arthur. Arthur?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, hold on.
Hello, dear one.
Good evening.
How can I help you? Good evening.
I had a question that has to do with helping humanity in a large way and creating the ability to manifest it into reality. And I had the question of asking what is the best way of going about it once one's already taken action to do so?
What is the best way to go about making this a reality? Is that the question?
That's correct. With a yes.
I think the first thing you might consider doing is finding three other people to help you answer that question.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. How else can I help you, Dylan?
Well, I'm already taking action in that way, and we're already applying ourselves to take larger steps into helping to benefit many, many, many people. And I'm looking for other avenues to be able to pursue that. One of the ways that we've come up with that we're in process of doing is through doing a crowdfunding campaign to help all of these people, and was wondering if something of that nature would be helpful. If it looks like it has a strong direction to bring that dream into reality.
It has much potential, Dylan.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Do you have other questions?
We have another project that we're working on that requires an additional opportunity to be able to create a momentum with supporting a large manufacturing ability to increase the technology that we're creating. And I'm wondering if there's a if sticking with the same manufacturing that we're working with, or expanding the horizons by looking for other manufacturing, if that would accelerate our cause, or sticking with the same one would be more advantageous.
I think you will find that branching out will be very positive.
That's great. Thank you very much. That's been very helpful. Thank you.
Most welcome, dear. Do you have other questions?
I think that's it for this evening. Thank you very much.
Entirely welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you, Mary.
Take care. Okay, let's get to my list if possible. The Immigration Department, ICE, I guess it is, has been reported to be starting a major sweep in San Francisco and possibly L.A. areas for illegal immigrants. Is this a focus that is being done deliberately because of California's governor declaring California a safe state? Can't remember the name. Okay, is this something that it is addressing the immigration problem and to soften that impact on Californians?
It is a very positive thing that your wonderful president is doing.
Well, I certainly believe that. A sanctuary state, that's what I was looking for. I certainly don't believe we need any sanctuary state. It's my understanding that Trump's position that every country should be sovereign and should take care of its own people, and people need to strengthen their own country and build it themselves as much as possible, not have a welfare mentality, and do what they need to do for themselves. Every country has smart people in it, and they just need to step up. Is that accurate?
Well, what I would say, dear one, is that they need to be re-educated to eliminate the idea of entitlement.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Entitlement, welfare attitudes, uh-uh. No. People need to take hold of their own lives and strengthen their own communities.
And themselves.
And themselves, yes. And that when he spoke of sovereign nations around the world, he was deliberately, directly going against the globalist New World Order, was he not, in his inaugural speech? And is that what he meant?
That's exactly what he meant.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay. The Department of Justice and Homeland Security have recently put out a report that 3 out of 4 of those convicted of terrorism between 9/11 and the end of 2016 were foreign-born immigrants who were mostly here illegally and thus shouldn't even have been here, right?
Correct.
Okay. And that 70,000 sex offenses in similar years, 1,500 forced marriages in 2014 alone, and 27 honor killings yearly that are just not appropriate for our culture.
Excuse me, there is no honor in honor killings. Zero.
True. True, there is no honor in that. That's just a label. and certainly does not fit. Okay. It looks like his tax cut bill, which was passed, less than a month ago, with zero Democrats supporting it, is creating a huge wave of bonuses to employees, minimum wages raised by a number of companies, planned investments, money donated to charity, et cetera. Is this true?
It is causing a wonderful revival for your people.
I totally agree. That is awesome. And, there's so many questions. Okay. How about the North Korea missile that was reported to have landed on one of its own local towns and done damage there? Is that true?
That is so.
It's true. Oh, poor people there. That's not good. And the Japanese missile, was that also done by a person who had their finger on a button and there wasn't really any missile, just like Hawaii?
Exactly.
Exactly the same, just another cabal person.
Duplicate.
Okay. Copycat.
Yeah.
Copycat. How about that? Okay. It's my understanding that the person in Hawaii who happened to be alone in the room where the button is, which does happen once in a while, which is why they have only one button, just in case, that he has been taken to a FEMA camp, expects to be rescued, so he's not really worried, but that's not what's going to happen. Can you verify?
I will verify that he's in big trouble.
Which he well should be. He did this to please his cabal masters, did he not?
He did indeed, and to feed on the fear.
And feed the fear himself as well as provide it for his masters and so forth. Okay. I read today that there are hundreds of Twitter employees that are now going public about the stuff they have to read, a lot of the private text messages, that they can read everything, and nothing ever goes away. And also, I've seen a lot of pictures that they prefer not to see of body parts. And Twitter's in big trouble, is it not, for this?
Well, this is just the leading edge of the Titanic going down, so to speak.
Okay, so what's going to happen with Trump using Twitter as his major current way to communicate with the American people? When's he going to get his channel up so he has a direct line? What's happening there?
That is coming, and that will be in place before Twitter goes totally down.
Okay, so he'll be able to continue to use Twitter, and they're not going to stop him. Because then they're in really big trouble if they block him or change his tweets or whatever. Okay. Right. So Twitter's probably trying to backpedal, save itself, whatever, eh?
Well, there are several individuals involved, and they're not all going the same direction, shall we say.
Okay. So within the leadership or management, whatever, there's some good guys and some bad guys. What you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. So another internal fight in a company. All right. The thing called the Illuminati Breakaway Complex that reported by Cobra, I believe, taken over by the Chimera in 2014, 200,000 people involved or beings involved, and that they have been stealing children for the deep underground bases, but a vast majority were freed of those slaves were freed this year, which is why this information can come out. Is this true?
This is absolutely so.
Okay. So how many children were freed? Is there any estimate of children being freed?
29,000.
29,000. That's a lot of kids.
It is.
So were these children stolen from the social services network or from parents or a mix?
All the above.
Everything possible?
Yes.
Okay. Like at Disneyland or Disney World, that's one of the places where children have been stolen, have they not?
Yes. Right.
Parents are trusting and not paying attention to their kids every second,
right,
which drives the kids crazy because they want the freedom just to go do their thing, but then they're not safe, right? So it's a catch-22.
That is entirely so, my dear.
Okay. Okay, we've got that. All right. So the Illuminati breakaway complex, is there any time estimate on when it will be destroyed or taken out?
Before Halloween.
Ah, good. Well, the year is already going so fast, it's not that far away.
Correct.
And so they're hampered at stealing more children, are they not? They have had to cut back their activities?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Okay. I'm sorry that good people like Potter and the others that, you know, Starshippers and the others we listen to, they have not gotten the right take on the Hawaiian missile. But they're just doing the best they can with what information they have, are they not?
Correct.
And just trying to piece it together to make some kind of sense.
Because that's the job they've taken.
Yes, it is. Where it's so simple, if we just check with people like you, we get the truth, which makes it really easy. Thank you. I'm very appreciative. Okay. There's a new report on Natural News that chemo is about 3% effective, only 3%, and that there's a new report that it causes cancer to actually spread, which I have felt for some time is the truth. Can you address this?
Well, it is certainly a way to hasten one's death.
Absolutely. Even for people that supposedly think it works for them, which if it's 3% even, there are other ways that they could address their issues, right?
There certainly are. There are many other ways that work, that actually work.
I have a file of approaches to addressing cancer that is huge. And I've never had to use it, but I have it available. There are so many approaches. I think the key for me is to understand what works with an individual's body chemistry to reverse the issue, which can include emotional problems, right?
Yes, but there is a simple key to this whole thing. Cancer cells cannot survive in oxygen.
True. So, hyperbaric oxygen, any kind of oxygen infusion into the body,
yes,
however it's done,
yes,
is the way to go, just as a simple for everybody, yes?
Absolutely.
Okay. Very good. Okay. I hear that Apple has committed to returning $38 billion in profits, overseas profits, pay it back in taxes to the U.S., and that they will create 20,000 new jobs in the next year. Is this an accurate representation of their intentions?
It's somewhat inflated, shall we say.
Okay. But they're going to do something along those two lines. They're going to pay some taxes,
correct,
back.
Yes.
Okay. Create some new jobs.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's whatever they do will be better than what they've done. Yes?
Correct.
Okay. All right. The Las Vegas situation, which has never been fully, completely, honestly reported, which I understand, now there's information that there are a number of investors in the hotels or other businesses in Vegas that sold a good portion prior to the October 1st event. Is that true?
That is absolutely so.
Okay.
Money.
Money. Oh, yes. It's all about money, isn't it?
Yes.
And whenever there's a false flag, look at who sold ahead of time, a few days before, within the week before. Yes. I mean, that's been true of 9/11 and just about everything. Right. Okay.
Follow them all.
Yeah, right. That's our old culture we're leaving. I'm looking forward to less and less of that. Okay, so it's my understanding also that Trump was one of the major targets there because he was there along with the Saudi prince, the new Saudi prince, right?
Correct. Your president was a target. Mm-hmm. He was the main target.
Yes, they wanted him more than the Saudi prince.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And is it true that they were there to discuss the takeout of that happened within the next few weeks in Saudi Arabia of a lot of the corrupt upper-level people? And
yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. So they made that plan there.
Yes.
And talked about it, just laid it out as to how to do it and the parameters and so forth, which was very successful in Saudi Arabia, was it not?
That okay. It was.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there much cleanup left in Saudi Arabia compared to what there was?
Hardly any.
So it's pretty good now.
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. All righty. And there was another report that there was to be a major bomb, maybe something like a missile or whatever, that was to take out Vegas, and that was another way they were going to get Trump and so forth. Is there truth in that?
No.
No. No bomb. Okay. That is a false report. All right. That's good. Okay. Is Gitmo full now?
Yes.
Okay. So they're putting people in FEMA camps as they arrest them?
Yes, and they're busy constructing Gitmo 2, as they said.
Yes, I understand it's going to be about 3 months in building, approximately, so they're really hustling to get that done.
They are indeed.
Yeah. Okay. Probably close to 24/7, because that's going to be a pretty good-sized place, pretty good-sized facility.
Yes.
It has to be super secure. Yes. Okay. There is one thing that Roy Potter said in a video today that I felt was really, really right on, is that the bad guys would rather destroy everything than lose power. Can you speak to that?
That is true now. It has always been true for them.
So even if they were to destroy the planet, they would go, oh, well, we don't have that one. So it's not like just controlling the planet with their depopulation agenda. It would be like having total control even over a destroyed planet. Is that true?
It's simply, to them, it's, you know, we either win or we lose.
Mm-hmm. And aren't a lot of the same souls on the bad guy's side here today, or maybe have left recently, but been active here. Aren't they the same soul cast that blew up Maldek?
Yes, they've done that, and they have done other things.
I'm sure they have. Will there at some point be an end to those soul casts because of their choices? They can't just continue to wreak havoc around the universe.
Yes, that decree has already come down.
Okay. Okay. So maybe this is their last hurrah. That would be lovely.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Enough bad choices. Okay. And for anybody who doesn't know, Maldek was a planet between Earth and Mars that's now the asteroid belt. Is that not true?
That is so.
And it does go by other names, but that's one of the names that it was known by. Okay. Potter refrained when he talked about the submarine in his perception
of shooting off a missile in the waters off Hawaii in order to target Hawaii, which of course didn't happen, but his perception that it did. He refrained from mentioning that it could have been an Israeli sub. He mentioned other countries. But aren't the Israelis among the only ones who have a powerful enough sub to do that kind of major damage?
Well, I think if you're going to talk about that, you have to talk about the fact that they're the ones who are nasty enough to do it.
Yes, yes, and it's not the average Jewish person on the street, absolutely. It's their leadership, right? And called Khazarian Jews coming from the area of the Khazar Mountains near the Caucasus,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Many, many, many years ago,
yeah.
Okay? And they're just another expression of the cabal, Illuminati, blah, blah, blah.
They are cabal.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. I read something very sad about an Amish family that's being threatened that they can't use their outhouse and they have to put in an electric pump, a toilet system or whatever. But that would, this is one family that was spoken about. Wouldn't that then have to be in, if they're going to, the government's going to try to do this, wouldn't that have to go for all Amish families? What's going on there?
This will be overturned.
Good. So it's just some nasty guys trying to create a problem.
Yes.
Instead of giving people or letting people alone to live their lives.
Instead of supporting people in living their lives.
Yes. Because that's not their purpose. Okay. They're on the dark side. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so very true. I sent out, our last point, is I sent out a lovely article written by a young woman who went after college to Senegal in Africa as part of the Peace Corps for a year. And she loved her experience. She said the families were wonderful, the people were wonderful, they were open and friendly and warm and so forth. But the conditions, number one, the physical conditions, to which she described, were impossible to create any kind of health. And secondly, their culture, as she discovered it, is so totally different from the Judeo-Christian culture that we're used to, that she's totally supportive of Trump in a very strong limited immigration policy. Can you speak to that?
Yes. Your president is quite correct that every nation should be able to determine what they want to occur with their people. And that, I believe, he is absolutely correct. And that does not include allowing people from other cultures and other nations to come and destroy what they've done.
Yes, and there's been a tremendous amount of destruction by illegal immigrants. The legal immigrants do fairly well, and generally, but the illegal ones, absolutely disaster. Here in the U.S., right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, and not all of them, of course, but too many. Way too many. Red Cloud, thank you so very much for being here today. Do you have a final message for our callers and listeners?
You have the grit. Use it.
I love that. Okay. Everybody step up, right? Thank you so very much. We're very grateful and appreciative. And blessings to you. Namaste.
Namaste.